Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalet. We're on Chaf Gimel. Wherever we ended up yesterday, we're going to start back from Gufa on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Back with the story of Don Ben Sina, so we can start the whole story in full. Gufa. We said before, Tani Sheila. Sheila taught, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason that Rebbe Eliezer said you're not allowed to buy Paraduma from a guy? Why? The Tzirkur says, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yichu elecha paraduma v'nei Yisrael yichu v'ed over the v'chavim yichu. She only bought only Jews, not goyim. El miyata, but if that's true, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yichu l'yitruma hachanami the b'nei Yisrael yichu v'ed over the v'chavim yichu. Is that true? V'chidim hachanami. If you're going to tell me that's true, I but Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shalus Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Heichon Kibud Avaim. How far does Kibud Avaim go? Rashi says, Kama Adam Mitzuva Lahizoher B'Kibud Avaim. How much do you have to? How far do you have to go to be careful? So he said, Amalehem. He answered him. U Ma'asa Obikachav Nechad of Ashkelon. Look what this one guy in Ashkelon did for his father. Vedama Ben Nesina Shemo. His name was Dama Ben Nesina. One time, the Chachamim needed one of the stones for the Eifod. It's worth $60,000. $80,000, $100,000, whatever it is. And the key was underneath the head of the pillow of the father, and he was sleeping. He wouldn't wake him up. So what do you see from here? You see from here that you are allowed to buy the kale, the thing from the Beis HaMikdash from a guy. They were going to do it. So what are you talking about? So the Gemara says, Avnei Shoham Hipsik HaInyan. Big discussion what this means. Pashtus, what it means is Rashi says, it means like this. Rashi says, Midalok Siv V'Avnei Shoham. It says by everybody, the Ketzet, the Nechoshet, the Tchelet, the Argamon, the Oros. Then it says, Avnei Shom without a Vav. So Avnei Shom without a different rule. That you can buy from a Goy. Everything else you can. That's why they went to him, to Goy, they're allowed to buy from the Goy. So the Gemara says, that can't be, because it says, Vaha Avnei Miluim Tziv. But it says, V'Avnei Miluim, which means, Tahadar Arvei. That the whole parsha is one huge mixture, meaning every halacha applies to everything in the parsha. Right? The pasuk says, Avnei Shoham ve'Avnei Meluim. That's what the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Hei Zayin. But also Ketani Seifa. Even if you want to get out of the problem of the a stone for the eifod, even if you get out of that problem. But we know, Lashana Acheret, the following year, Nodol Aparaduma Bedro. Don Ben Sina had a Paraduma born in his flock. Nichtazu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlo, Tachacham came to him, Amalehem, Yidu Ani Bachem, Shayim Ani Mevakish Bekem, Kol Mamon Shalom Atenot from me. I know I can gouge you, says Don, I know I can pay anything for that. Aksav Ani Ani Mevakish Bekem, El Oso Mimamon, Shevtarati Bishvil Abba. All I wanted is the money I lost out because I didn't want to wake up my father. So messy. At the end of the day, they sold the Paraduma anyway to the Jews. To go, Don Ben Sina anyway had a Paraduma they bought from him. So your whole sheet is wrong. You're not allowed to buy Paradumas from a guy. I asked you, Kasha, what's the reason? The Yichu. So the same problem should be by Caleb for the Beis HaMikdash. Don't tell me here's the king. It's not true. And by the way, they bought a Paraduma from him anyway. Don't think it's kasha. Okay, so before we get to the answer is like this. Hasam, they tadre Yisrael Zabun. They bought it through Jewish middlemen. So the Beit HaMikdash bought it from a Jew. That they did. If that were a private government, you know, can't sell his flock to you, because, and then you're going to go sell to the Beit HaMikdash, you're a Jew. That's how they get, that's how the Gemara gets out of it. Okay. Before we get to that,
here's a question.
Yeah.
And what does Kriyam do for the Beit HaMikdash?
I think that was, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. The famous verse from the Tos, says that Dama ben Nesina was dafka given a paraduma in his flock. Why? Because the paraduma is the ultimate chok. And it was shown Dama ben Nesina when it comes to the ritual for the temple, right? Everybody knows what that's about. Every religion has a temple, and you have to pay for that. Then all of a sudden the Jews show up to pay. So he was given a paraduma as a hecker. The Jews will pay even if they don't know the reason. Even if they don't know the reason, they'll pay. Don't think it's only because people have aim. We have no clue what paraduma is all about. They don't get ready to pay anything. Right? What? That's why Badaska, Don Venezuela, was given a paraduma. Right? But unbelievable part. Looking at the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim in Shin Lamed Zayin says like this. Haben Shaba Luyado Reva. If a son has a chance for Reva, the Aviv Yashin, and your father's sleeping, and the only way you're going to get the benefit is if you wake him up. Lamadnu Midama Ben Nesina. That's old news. That's Dama Ben Nesina. Now let's do that. We'll go from a goy. Listen to this. But if an opportunity is going to come to the father, the nifsad of it, and the father's going to lose out. Okisha make it, and when he wakes up, mitsta'er yoser, he's going to be more angry. Shalo hikito, that he didn't wake him up, right? You can't wake him up for yourself, but for himself. Da'ben yada, and the son knows. Das of it, he knows his father's personality. Shetameach kishemikito, he's going to be happy that you woke him up. Bishvil osadavar lakito meacher shavim samachalzeh. I'm sorry. Bishvil osadavar, he'll be happy. Mitzvah lakito, it's a mitzvah to wake him up. Meacher shavim samachalzeh, they'll be happy about it. That's partial, right? Obviously. Then he says the following line. V'chein, also, kishemikito l'leches l'beit ha'knesses olud bar mitzvah. You wake him up because it's minyan, you wake him up because it's time to do some a mitzvah. You might be upset about it, but really he's happy about it. You should wake him up. What did you wake up for? I was sleeping. Yeah, but it's time for mincha. Right? That's okay, you wake him up. Fascinating, Sefer Chassidus. Fascinating. Right? Okay. Okay. Now, we just said that Rabbi Eliezer held that you're not allowed to buy items for the Beit HaMikdash, Paraduma, from Goyim. Why? Vayikru. So how did we get out of Dama ben Nesina? Ah, there was a middleman there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer lo chayish l'revia. What, Rabbi Eliezer? This Gemara is very difficult Gemara. It's very difficult to understand how it could be possible. Rabbi Eliezer is not chayish for revia, that somehow the animal was the bait. Somebody had relations with an animal, and that's why, and therefore can't bring such an animal like that to the Beit HaMikdash. Not chayish for that. So the Gemara says, about Tanya, of course the chayish for that. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. Maita, there was once a story. It's not going to help, but thank you. Nicer, there was once a story. The lakua mina ove kochavim. That they bought a para from a guy. Vidama shmo. And his name is Dama. Says Rashi. With the Rashi. Vidama shmo. Says Rashi. Zanis kalamayla. This is the guy we just talked about. There's like five shots of why Rashi had to say that. This is the guy we just said. It's all the same guy. What? We don't know on our own. Did you actually tell me that? And what's the difference? What's the difference between the same guy or not? What's the difference? What's the difference? Rashi says, no, it's the same guy. Varmulei Remichmo. Some say it's a different guy. Amaland Rabbi Eliezer. What do you see? What do you see from over there? What do you see from that story? So you see that you're allowed to buy from Goyim, right? So the kasha was, is it Chayish for Revia? And we asked the kasha, wait a minute, there was a store with Dar Ben Asino or the other guy, and you're allowed to buy from Goyim. Amar Lahem Rabbi Elazar, Misham Raya, that's your Raya? Yisrael Ha'yu Misham Rino Sa Misha Shinolda. They were watching this baby till it was born. The minute it was born, they were watching it to make sure no one touched it. Right? What do you see from here? That by the fact that Rabbi Eliezer gave that answer, he was Chayish for Revia. Because if it's an issue of buying, who cares if they watched it? Not to buy it. Obviously, they were concerned about Revia. Rabbi Eliezer has to pipe up. Don't worry about it. They watched it. Obviously, he's concerned. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Eliezer, Tarti Yitzlehu. Tarti Yitzlehu, both. Chayish Nami, Kicha. One second. Rabbi Tarti Yitzlehu, Kicha, the Chayish Nami, Revia. But he has both problems. First of all, buying it. So if we wanted to get out of that, we had a middleman. Also, he's Chayish for Revia. So for that, they watched it. How they know that it was going to be a Parah Aduma. So here, what? Amar Mar, we just said, Yisroel HaMishamir HaSam Mishas Nolda. They watched it from the moment it was born. V'nechos, let's be afraid. Dilma, Rave, Li'ima, Kihave, Ma'abra. Maybe somebody had relations, a man, with the mother of the Parah Aduma while the mother was pregnant. And if that happens, that's considered having relations with the baby as well. Because the Amar Rava, let's say a pregnant cow gores somebody, kills somebody, right? It's as if the baby also participated in that goring. You learned that in Bava Kama. The Amar Rava, Vlad Hanogacha, a pregnant mother gored somebody. Aser, he, how do you read this? Vlad Hanogachas, Aser, he uvlada nagru. Vlad hanirvat. If you have relations with a pregnant wolf, a cow, the mother's pregnant. Aser, he uvlada nirvu. It's considered as if both. It's considered as if he had relations with the baby also, and it's considered as if the baby also participated in the goring. Why? Because it's there. Right? Because it's part of the body. So maybe v'choshesh, that somebody had relations with the mother while she was pregnant with the... The minute the baby's born, somebody ran, oh, the Parah Aduma there, they watched it, nobody should touch it. What about the mother? The Gemara says... The Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute. But the question is, how could they... What about the mother? So the Gemara says... Ema Yisrael Hayimishamir Osa Mishas Shinotra. No, they were watching the mother the minute it was conceived. How'd they know? The Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute. Okay, we're going to ask that question in a minute. Don't worry, we're going to ask that question. One more line. The Nechos, let's be afraid. Dilma Revua Li'ima Meikara. Okay, now the Gemara's going to ask, maybe, what? Maybe they had a relation with the mother before this, right? Is that the question? Yeah. Maybe somebody had a relation with the mother before she's pregnant with the cow.
Yeah,
that's going to be machlokes. That's going to be machlokes. I have the machlokes in a minute. Before we get to that machlokes, look at Tosfos. V'nechosh dilma rav alima. Right? Hadulo parach. We don't ask the following question. Dilma ola ol alima. Maybe somebody put something on the mother's back. The halacha is that a Parah Aduma is never allowed to have an ol.
Right.
So if a baby participates in a goring, and a baby participates in a sodomy, maybe they participate in an ol.
Right.
That's totally impossible to say that. Vihi v'ima nasu ol, and the baby and the mother carried an ol. Impossible. Din kain, if that would be true, balashkechan parshlo ola ol alima. You're never going to find a part that doesn't have an ol. Why? Because the Tanan, Allah Zachar Psula, when the mother gets pregnant, right? How does the mother get pregnant? There's a male cow. Isn't that considered an ol? The answer is yes. And the shas, when they have that union, the mother gets impregnated that second. The baby's born that second. There's an ol already. Therefore, it's impossible. That thing doesn't apply. Right? It's interesting.
Nowadays, they're all inseminated.
What? Up north, where are the capitals?
No, it is.
So that's our question. Ama, maybe. I'm sorry. Venechosh. Dilma Rava Ima Meikara. What's that question mean? Venechosh, let's be afraid. Dilma Rava Ima Meikara. That somebody had relations with his mother before she got pregnant. We're only watching the mother the minute she got pregnant. Maybe someone did something to her before she got pregnant.
Why are you watching this animal before they give the birth? How do you know it's
going to
have a red?
Yeah, we're going to answer that question in 5 minutes. We're going to answer that question. Ditnan, call up through the Gadiah Mizbeach, we have a Mishnah. Anytime something possible to go on the Mizbeach, blood does say in Mutarin. The child's mother. Vitani Allah, Rabbi Elazar Oser. And Rabbi Elazar says, not true, the blood is also Oser. Let's say you worship the mother. Can you put the baby on? It's a machlokas. Now, Hani Chol Rava, according to Rava, Dama Rava, Amar Avnach, and machlokas, Kishin Nirbu, Kishin Mukdashin. That machlokas is about if it was someone did something to the animal after it was Kodesh. That's the baby part of it, that's a machlokas. But if it's chulin, then we are called mutarin. Everyone holds it's mutter. To have a cow, it's completely mutter, it's pregnant, then somebody worships it, and then the baby's born. No shaila about that. That baby's fine. El Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Damar Rav Nachman, who said, Machlokes, Kishin Nirvu, Kishin Chulin. That the machlokes is, it was somebody who was there when it was chulin. Avo Kishin Mukdashin, but if it's already Kodesh, then we are called Asurin, Mayakul Neymar. How are you going to get out of this? You're not watching the mother. Ema answered the Gemara. Yisroel ha-mishamar nafsoli ema mishah shenotra. No, they watched the mother also. So the minute it was conceived. Now the Gemara adds, v'nechosh dilma revua li'ima di'ima. What about the grandmother? So the Gemara says, kula hai lo chashir. Well, that's why we're not choshesh. It's told us rid. Why are we not choshesh? If it's an issue of soul, what do you mean we're not choshesh? Could answer with that. Could answer we're not choshesh. Well, there's no end. If it's a psul, it's a psul. What do you mean a choshesh? If somebody did that to the grandmother, the grandmother's a paraduma, it's going to make the paraduma no good. What do you mean a choshesh? If a choshesh, we're choshesh. Let me say it's a choshesh. Tosafot with answers, the only reason why this is usher is because it's a bizui. It's a bizui. It's not appropriate to put the... No isser is here. No isser. You can do anything to this bee. It's the mother. So the grandmother, so far away, so far in the back of the past, no bidui. That's his answer. That's what it means, lo chashina. Not that when I chosh it's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The answer is so far back in the past, there is no bidui. That's the answer. Okay. Everyone's question. Yisrael ha'yim mishmer natal mishah shenotzva menoy adin. How do you know? How do you know it's going to be give a birth to a paraduma? Amar kahana kos adam avirim lefnei b'shasha oleh zachar. They put a red cup in front of the mother when it would mate so that the baby would be born red. So if it's so easy, then ihachi, I might demand your courage. So why are they so expensive? Right? Why is paraduma so expensive? That's all it takes. The Gemara says, ho will b'shtei tzairos poselas ba. Now, listen, two black hairs, possible paraduma. So yeah, it'll be majority predominantly red. But to find the whole thing kulo red, very rare. Umayishna did who? Then why would Dom and Athena different? Why was it different? If all it takes is two hairs. So Amar of Kana, b'mufzekes. He had a lot of very, very, very red cows. He had a few children also. He had a few black hairs. Each cow had a few hairs, made it possible. But predominantly, well, they were already red. So you're in that gene pool, you have much more likelihood that you're going to have red cows. Plus, they put the red cock. You're really the odds are really in your favor. Okay? Yosef next. Yotze Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Ikloyd Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was sitting at the house, the entrance to the house of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasachad Minayi Bamar. Bechin Hayir Rav Elazar Posa B'chol HaKabonos Kulan. Rav Elazar said all these types of Kabonos are puzzle if there's a problem with it. Pasach Idich Minayi Bamar. Mayo Sivule Chavroi Rav Elazar. What's Rav Elazar going to do with the following pasuk? The pasuk says, "Called Tzon Keder, all the Tzon of Keder, which is Arabia, Yikbitzu Lecha, they're all going to come gather to bring karbanos." But according to Rabbi Eliezer, all the karbanos of a guy are off limit. Why? Two reasons. First of all, you can't buy it from a guy. And second of all, Lechosh is for Arabia. So what do you mean the Navi says that all the animals from Arabia are going to come to bring karbanos?
We know that there are a lot of karbanos.
But?
We know that there are a lot of karbanos.
Yeah, they buy it from us. They can't bring their own animals. The Choshe is for Revia. How can we let them bring it? What's going to be? What's going on here? Amalehad Belazar, Kulam Gerim Gerurim Heim Lassid Lavo. Now they're all going to be Gerim. They're not really going to be Gerim. Actually, they're not going to accept that. Because we don't accept Gerim. We're the winning team. So Mashiach comes along. Oh, now I'll be doing it. Now I'll leave them alone. Right? Now all of a sudden, everybody wakes up. That's too late. But at least they won't do anything wrong to their animals. That they won't do. They want to be a little bit sickle gamer. They're not going to sodomize their animals. They want to bring them, we'll accept it. Amar Yosef Mikra, there's a pasuk that supports that? Yeah. Ki'ad, Epoch, El Amim, Safa Brura, all the nations will be one language. Maybe they're just going to retract from idol worship. But Lamai said they're going to sodomize animals still. Amar Yosef, love you Shechem Echad Sif. It says they're going to have one Shechem, like one frame of mind. Everyone has the same idea, which is what? Do the mitzvah. At least the Shem Mitzvah Pnei Noah, Rashi says, sodomizing animals included in the rabbis of Shem Mitzvah Pnei Noah. So they're not going to do it. Therefore, the animals are good. With Papa Masni Hachi, from Zivid Masni Hachi, Betavai Amri Vechen Hai Rebbe Lezer, Pozach Hara Kabbalah, Betavai Amri, Umano Sivule Chabrei Rebbe Lezer, Kol Tom Kedik Vulach, exact same Gemara. What's going to be with the Pasek of all the Arabian animals coming to be Kabbalah? I'm Rebbe Lezer, Kulam Gerim Gerurim Heim Lassid Lavo. It's all going to be like a little bit Gerim. My craw, what's the pasuk? Kiyah de epoch el avim safa brura lekraw kula b'shem Hashem. Okay? Maskev l'Rabbi Yosef, v'dil m'vil l'chum hu d'hajavu. Maybe they're just going to retract idol worship. Amalei Abaya, la'avdo shechem echad siv. It says, no, they're going to have one shechem, so it's not just idol worship, it's everything, and therefore we can accept them. Meisei, wait a minute, it says, Yomer Moshe says to Pat, listen to this kasha. Moshe says to Paro, Paro says, oh, we're leaving Mitzrayim. And Paro agrees to go. Right? Then Paro says, Mibi Mia Holkim, who's going? So Moshe says, not only is everybody going, Gam Ata Titin Biyadim Zvachim Ba'olos. You're also going to give us the animals for Kabbalah, says Moshe. How can Moshe say that? It's animals of Goyim. Answers the Gemara, Kod Ma'an Torah Shiny. Well, before Ma'an Torah. I don't know what kind of answer that is. So what is it for Ma'an Torah? What? What kind of answer is that? Are these animals appropriate or not? Toshma, another kasha. It said, that Yisro came and he brought karbanos. So Yisro is a guy. So at this point. So the Gemara says, no, Yisro nami kod Ma'an Torah hadith. This also took place before Ma'an Torah. Ha'ani chalaban dami Yisro kod Ma'an Torah hadith. That's a big machlokes. When did Yisro come? Did he come before Ma'an Torah or afterwards? El Ma'an Dama Yisro. But Lacha Ma'an Torah Have. But if you hold it, it's okay. After Ma'an Torah, Michael the Neymar, what's the answer? How could Yisro be Karbanos? El Yisro, Yisro Zaban. Yisro had to buy from the Jews. Tosfos asked, wait a minute. According to the Ma'an Dama that holds, Yisro came after Ma'an Torah, right? Where was Tzipporah? The answer is she was with Yisrael. So she missed Ma'an Torah. Her children also missed Ma'an Torah. Could you imagine? It's a good trivia question. Who are the only three Jews that missed Ma'an Torah? The answer is Moshe's wife and Moshe's two kids. Right? Fascinating. So Tosfos asks, wait a minute. The Gemara says that Moshe did a few things on his own that Hashem agreed to. One of them was that he added on an extra day of preaching from your wife. And Hashem was masking to that. Ask Tosfos, what did he preach from his wife? She wasn't even there. She was in Midyan. What does that mean?
Everybody.
What?
He posed it on Kol Yisrael. He posed it on himself.
What?
He posed the
priest. Yeah.
Himself.
Look at the last. Look at the last wide line of Tosafot. The fourth line of Tosafot. The last wide line over here. The Gachashev Pirush Min Isha. He separated from his wife. My Kamar. Hello, Hashem. Hello, or emo. She wasn't even there. Right? V'yei Shlomar, Shakash Baruch Hu, Nosan Lev, Lifrosh Min Isha. Not sure what that means. Hashem gave him the mind to be poorish in his life. Others answer, what Moshe did was, he put up two tents. And he only lived in one. To demonstrate to Klai Yisrael, that's what you should do also. In the Chanan, right? It's not here. I can't be poorish from her, because I'm already poorish. She's not even here. But I'm going to demonstrate to Elu, everybody else who have two tents. You go in one, have your wife go in the other. Right? They ask the question stronger. It says, Shavu Lachem, everyone can go back to their tent. But Moshe, you stay, Povi Muzi, you stay with me. What do you mean, you, right? Moshe has to have Frisha. So she wasn't even there. So as I say, Moshe has to have two tents just to make it look like he wasn't going to be with his wife, even though in the Kanami she wasn't even there. Okay? No, they brought before also. Yeah, they had like an altar. Toshma, another kasha about this issue. The Yomer Shol Me Amalek Yehaviyo, Asher Chamal Amal Al Meitav Vatzom VaBakar Leman Zavuach Hashem Alokecha. That when Shaul didn't kill all the Amalekim, he wanted to use them. He wanted to use the animals to bring korbanos. How can he bring the animals to use korbanos? These are animals of Amalekim. So the Gemara answers, My Meitav. No, it doesn't mean he's going to use the animals. The main Meitav. They were going to sell the animals and use the money. So they imagine Meitav. That if they're going to sell the animals, why do they have to be Meitav? Why do they have to be good animals? No, because they want to make sure they're going to get sold. If they get good animals, they're going to get sold. That's all. Why? Tashma. Right. Tashma. The Yomer Aravna El David. Aravna, the guy who owns the Makom of the Harabayat, which was a threshing floor of Aravna the Yehusi, so David's buying it. So he said to David, Yigach v'yala doni melech tobeinav v'bakar olev amurigim klei bakar le'etzim. He gives him all these things. He gives him kabbalas also. I Rav is a guy. I'm Rav Nachman. No, Rav the ger toshav. He was a ger toshav. So at least Rav wouldn't violate arayas. Now we spoke about Rav. My murigim. What is murigim? What does that word mean? Amarula midah shel turvil. It's a bed of turvil. My midah shel. What is that? Iza dekurza the dyson. I don't know what this is called in English. It's a board, and on the bottom of the board are like spikes that they attach to the animal to plow, and somehow makes good furrows in the ground. I'm sure there's an English word for that. Everybody see pictures of that. That's what this is. That's what he gave David. Right? Okay. What are we up to? Amar Yosef, Mikra. How do you know? Says he named Samticha Lamarog Charutz Chadash Baal Fifios Tadush Harim B'Taduk V'Gvoz Kemot Tassim. Fine. Meisvei. What about the following kasha? You know the story when the Philistines captured the Aron HaKodesh. It was by the Philistines for a while. Then what happened was the Philistines got a lot of diseases, so they put it on a wagon with cows and sent the wagon forward, and the cows went on their own. So V'Taparos Ha'alu Olu Hashem. Those cows they brought us korbanos. When they got the Aron back, they brought those cows as korbanos. How could they bring up the cows? They bury the cows. How could they bring those cows as korbanos? Where are those cows from? They bury the cows. So the Gemara says, Harasha Haitha. So that was Harasha. It was an emergency. The Navi Pashkin is okay. Ha Nicha. Achinai Mestarbot. That makes sense. Dilote Mahachi. Ola in the cave in Yikka. You never had an Ola at the female. Right? Where's my cushion? What's the big deal? Maybe it was a private carbon. How do you know you're allowed to bring an ola as a bama yachid? It's kosher. Shenemar. Right? So therefore you see that it was allowed. It's the Gemara, Vayaleu Zachar Mashma. The word Vayaleu is Mashma with a male. Arav Nachum Yitzchak, Vayaleha, Ksiv. No, it says Vayaleha. Okay?
No.
What?
Half story.
Yeah.
My
Right, it's from the second temple. How could they even accept the carbon from Kamsa? From Mount Kamsa, it was a question. It was from a Jew. He's a Jew. He didn't bring it. Told the Romans to bring it. Interesting, good question. Right. That's a good question. That's a good question. I have to look into that. Okay. Excellent question. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. We have another determining factor. Gvul Yesh law. We have a boundary. Psuch Lebas Kilosh Gimel Shanim. We have a rule that if it's under 3 years old, the animal, Ne'akeret, it'll become sterile. Bas Gimel, and if you sodomize it. Bas Gimel Shanim, if it's older than 3 years old, Ena Ne'akeret. Even if it's sodomized, it's not going to become sterile. Eisvei Kohani Tiyufta. To all these Marakashas. Every Kasha we just asked, we're going to ask the honor of Yochanan. Right? So therefore, if it's older than 3 years old, we said the other day that a goy will not sodomize his own animal. Why? Because he doesn't want it to become sterile. What if it's over three? Then it's not going to become sterile. So of course it's sodomized. So every kasha we ask, all a kasha. And the Gemara, Kohan, Shailah, Psukha, Megash, Shilbu, Shalom. No, they're all under 3 years old. They're all under 3 years old. Otherwise it's a kasha. Tashma, wait a minute. What? They won't sterilize their own animals. So we ask, what? So we ask, how could Shmuel bring the Amalekim animals? What's the problem? The problem is, maybe they sodomize them. Nah, they're not going to sodomize them. The answer is no, it's under 3 years old. Of course they will. Or it's over three, so of course they will. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's a parah to Ol Hashem. What about the cows from the case of Beit Shemesh with the Aro and the wagon? The Gemara answers, the Pusa Mibas Gimel Shanim. They were under 3 years old, those cows. Why is this question singled out? We just said, we asked all the kashas, we asked again. Why is that singled out? He looks at Tzarachim, doesn't have an answer. Why is this question singled out? What? Right, they're all the same question. Masgav Arvuna Breda Nasan, in Cain, Hayinu, Vietz Bneim Kalu, Babayas. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. The question says, the Pasuk says that those cows that they use to carry the Aron, the Pasuk says that the children of those cows, the babies, they're left back in the house. Right? Right? And Pechusu Bashalo Shanim Mika Yolda? Can a cow less than 3 years old even have a baby? But none. Para v'chamor mibas shalosh. Let's say you have an animal. And you don't know. An animal has a baby. You don't know if this animal is a bechor or not. Why don't you know? Because you don't know what this animal did last year or 2 years ago. You have no idea. So what do you do? Is it a bechor or not? So the Gemara says like this. Para v'chamor mibas shalosh. Vadai l'kohen. If it's 3 years old, it's vadai to a kohen. Why? Because impossible, it had a baby before him. Impossible. Mikan ve'elech, suffix. After that, it's a suffix. So Rashi says, yeah, it's a long Rashi here. You have to wait for it to get a mum, the it, hamot yechaver, all of a raya, whole business that, what do you do if it's a suffix, if it's a bechor? But if it's 3 years old, there's no suffix. Why is there no suffix? Because it can't have a baby earlier than 3 years old. So how can these cows be under three and have children back at the house? How can that be? Ella, Nachvarto, Kedoshina Meikara. Rather, like we said before, which is what? It was Harasha. How can they older than three? How can we trust the animals, the owners? Harasha. No, we said it's no problem. Okay?
How old is it anyway?
What? Maybe they know the mother. But look at Tosfos of Parva Chamor, Bashal Shan, and Badel Kohen. See what Tosfos said? Pirush, the Kodam Shalosh, Vade Lo Yolda. Under 3 years old, for sure can't have a baby. The Yesh Lutmua, the Maitha Bechol Yom. What are you talking about, this Tosfos? Every single day, the Parabash name, Shadab Yoledah. You have big cows under 3 years old having babies? What's the Gemara talking about?
Maisa b'chol yom. That tells us a very controversial answer. You have to know when to apply this answer. V'yesh lomar, devadai ata, nishtan ha'et, b'kmosh ha'yim dos ha'rishonon. Generations have changed. Nishtan ha'teva. In the times of the Gemara, cows wouldn't have babies under 3 years old. Today, not true. It told us at the time, it wasn't true. Right? It's been derived from Kulin, that things changed. Right? When do you say that answer? When don't you say it? Right? Eddie Reichman's given many shares on this topic. You have to know when to say it. Some people only say it Makumra, you never say it Mikula. Very complicated idea. Right? So, that's what Tosaf says. Okay. Now, just have 2 minutes of Agarata. It says, Vayishrana haparot b'derech al derech beis shemesh. But the cows, Vayishrana. What does it mean, Vayishrana? So, Pashtus means it walked. Pashtus means the cow walked. It's a very funny way of saying walking. So, Vayishrana haparot b'derech al derech, my Vayishrana, Amr v'yachon mishomer sh'amr shira. The cow said shira. Rav Zutzer bar Tuvia Amar, Shisharu p'nei, Shishru p'neim k'neged Aron v'amr shira. They turned to the Aron and said shira. My shira amru, what shira did they say? Very difficult Gemara. Amar b'yachon mishomer, Oz yashir Moshe b'nei Yisrael, instead of Oz yashir. Rav Yochanan did they Amar v'amartem v'yomahu, Hodol Hashem k'u b'shmo. Rav Shira ben Lakish Amar, Mizmora Yisama. They said the Mizmor of the Yassam. What is that? Rashi said, which is Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Kineflos Asa, Hoshila Yamino Vizroa Kacho. Says Rashi, why is it called Yassam? Shalo Hizkir Shem Amro. It doesn't say who said that Mizmor. Ask Tosaf, there are so many Mizmor, it doesn't say who said it. So many anonymous Mizmor in Tehillim. What do you mean that's what's called Yassam? So Tosaf's answer is, no, you don't always call it Mizmor Yassam, because we don't know what this Mizmor is about. Different shot. Rebelozer Omer Hashem Melech Yugzu Amim Rishul Bar Nachmeni Omer Hashem Melech Yer Slavei Shemitoch Davcha Omer Runi Hashita His Nofasi Berov Daderech Hamashul Chekes Berikmi Zav Hamuhula Bedzvir Aron Benefera Ba'adi Adayim Rashi Masilo Allah Devitcha Gaha By Vehibin Torah Omer Veyom Moshe Kum Hashem Yisrael Mayomer What did Yisrael say Omer Yitoch Runi Hashita. That when they said the Vahibin Soah, the Bnei Yisrael said those psukim. Very, very difficult. What does that mean? That the cow said Shira. That's what the Gemara says. And there's five opinions. What exactly, which Shira they said. I will stop here and we'll pick up from Amar Rav tomorrow. Oh, tonight. Right, tonight.